I think now you're listening to Taylor Port, and I know that for sure. And I think we're joined by David Barsamian. Are you there, sir?
Indeed, I am here, Phil. How are you? How are things in Toronto and at my favorite radio station, CIUT?
Yeah, well, you're our favorite guy, so that now we got it going. And we're looking forward. You're coming to town, and we'll be speaking on the 21st at Hart House Debates Room. And you always get good crowds, and CIUT is very, very grateful and glad you're coming. You're going to take up the issue of ecocide, war on the planet. That's a scary topic. What's your approach to this? Tell us about this.
My approach to it is, inspired with a sense of urgency. That if we don't get, some very substantial and meaningful action on climate change, the Earth and its many populations and its many, many species will be facing grave dangers in the future. So the time for action is long past due. If you go back to the as late as 1988, even before that, the Club of Rome was issuing warnings about climate change, that the Earth's temperature was heating up and the greenhouse gases were largely responsible for the increase in the Earth's temperature. And here we are, after one climate summit after another, the most recent one being in Paris, where, all the leaders congratulate themselves on how green they are, and then they go back and it's business as usual. The Paris summit, and quoting Canada's own Naomi Klein, was, largely a failure. A failure not because of the wonderful rhetoric that it produced, and it was pretty good, but it really lacks any teeth. There's no enforcement mechanisms to all the suggestions that are being made. And so once again, we are to trust, the capitalists and that they will do the right thing and act responsibly. Well, slight problem with that. There's no evidence that that's ever happened, where they would, in fact, regulate themselves. They need to be watched and regulated very carefully.
We just had a photo op of, and these guys are very good at it, of Justin Trudeau and Obama, and they're telling us, oh, this bodes well. But, of course, Mr. Obama, his record, I'd like to hear you think on that, but also he's leaving office.
We've seen this before in U.S. Presidencies, where in the last few months, all of a sudden the president, gets religion and starts speaking out on, public issues. I mean, he's been in office for, well over 7 years, and he had ample opportunity to act on these things. And this was kind of a love fest, when Justin Trudeau came to Washington. Many commentators here, the commentary at the chattering classes, commented on how similar Trudeau and Obama are, actually, not just that, they're very articulate and good-looking guys with, beautiful wives and beautiful children, but they also come, with great expectation, and I'm sure that surrounded Trudeau's selection as prime minister, and it certainly was the case in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected. But in Obama's case, he's really woeful in terms of actual performance. It's too early to judge Trudeau, but, one has to be, I think, cautious, particularly after heinous administrations that have been replaced. So here in the U.S., for example, and I think this is a parallel with Canada, in the U.S. we had 8 horrible years of arguably one of the worst presidents in the United States, George W. Bush, a warmonger, a major war criminal, a human rights violator, etc., who could barely complete a sentence in English that was grammatically correct.
And that's something. Went
to
Yale.
In Canada, I'm not going to say that they're equal, but you had Stephen Harper, who was, very aggressive in terms of plundering the planet and giving leeway to enormous numbers of Canadian companies that dominate the mining industry, not just in Canada, but around the world. Tar sands development unabated with very little concern for the environment. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, and correct me if I'm mistaken here, I mean, Harper and his party never won more than 30 or 35%.
That's right.
Of the vote. Nevertheless, because of the, you know, parliamentary system you have in Ottawa, he was able to parlay that into 10 years in office. And so their expectations for Trudeau that, you know, there's a new dawn in Canada, just as we had those expectations here in the United States when Obama was elected in 2008. Yeah. The proof is in the pudding. Let's see the performance, not the rhetoric. Not the beautiful photo ops and, you know, we love you and Canada is back. Back from where, by the way? It's a kind of interesting question.
Mm-hmm. This is David Barsamian of AlternativeRadio.org. And it's Thursdays 11 to 12. But, of course, he's coming to town Monday, March the 21st, 12 p.m., Debates Room, Hart House. The title of the talk is Ecocide. And he ain't kidding. War on the Planet. I'll tell one last thing, David. I can't resist asking, because I can tell you, when you do take questions, somebody's going to want to know what the heck is going on in your country at the moment. Sickly, they're going to ask you about Trump and the violence.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I just returned from a two-week speaking tour in Lebanon, and no matter the topic, be it media and democracy, propaganda, U.S. foreign policy, all these other ecocide and the like, the climate change, almost every single question was about Donald Trump. There was some interest in some interest in Bernie Sanders. Trump is definitely surrounded with a whiff of fascism. Mm-hmm. His thuggish nature has come out more and more in recent days, where, you know, he's urging his followers to beat up people. You know, this kind of reminds me of things that were going around, you know, rallies with the nascent Nazi party in the 1920s.
Yeah, the brown shirts.
I don't want to draw, you know, a tight analogy here between Trump and Hitler. But mind you, in the 20s, people were making jokes about Hitler. He was regarded as almost a comic figure with this odd mustache and this weird symbol that he had resurrected from Hindu mythology. Mm-hmm. In 1928, he got 3% of the vote. 4 years later, he was Chancellor of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Trump represents the absolute worst in U.S. Nativism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, racism, misogyny. I mean, you just go down the list, and he's at the top or the bottom. But he's at the top of all of these, you know, terrible categories. So it's a very dangerous moment. Yeah. And it looks like, you know, he's well on his way to getting the nomination. And stranger things have happened. There's a lot of support for Bernie Sanders here, particularly among young people. But if Sanders does not get the nomination for the Democrats, I have to tell you, there's very little enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton. She's regarded as old news and bad news, and she doesn't generate a lot of enthusiasm even among her supporters. And she has been very successful at raising lots of money, but mind you, that's lots of money from very few people, whereas Sanders has raised lots of money from many, many people. So his background is much more diverse, and there's many more people that are enthusiastic about Sanders. So, stranger things have happened in politics in the U.S. and around the world. So I wouldn't discount the possibility of a Trump nomination and a Trump victory in November. It would be a very scary development.
Yeah. Well, I think you've sounded the alarm, but on Ecocide, War on the Planet, you're going to be speaking on this at 12 p.m. Debates Room, March 21st, Hart House.
Yeah, and I want everyone to turn out.
They're going to turn out.
It's going to help CIUT.
Yes, we are the main beneficiaries. So we
absolutely. Yeah. And I'm going to wear my best makeup. I'm working on my hair already. maybe tinged with a little blue and a little pink. But I'll be there in living color, so please come at noon next Monday at the Hart House, which is right on campus, right?
Absolutely. It is the central place, and people are looking forward to seeing you. And we thank you very, very much, David.
My pleasure, Phil.
Hug it up. Bye-bye. David Barsamian, and he, yes, will be here on the 21st of March at 12 p.m. in the Debate Room, Hart House. The title is Ecocide, War on the Planet. And yes, you can bet that they are definitely going to be, someone's going to want, even if they were to start with the issue of the environment, they would want to know, so what's with Trump? And certainly, you know, it's going to look, by the time of the fall, when the new president of the United States is elected, the photographs of Trudeau and Obama together and all those, you know, beating hearts that were circling the two of them will just, you know, it's going to be history. And we're going to be in, we're going to have a whole new story. And so that's why you should turn up. To see this, I'm very glad that David referred to Naomi Klein, because her is definitely true. This town and this country has been fortunate to have an author of her power and persuasiveness to on this issue.